You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Irirangi Pōhō, Radio Bosom.
The Wire.
Welcome back to The Wire. Now, last week, Sir Bob Jones filed a defamation case against filmmaker Rene Mahi after she started a petition against him due to an NBR article on Waitangi Day 2 years ago. The article suggested Waitangi Day should be changed to quote-unquote Māori Gratitude Day, where Māori should bring pākehā bed and breakfast in bed. The case was supposed to last 2 weeks. Instead, Jones withdrew after 2 days after admitting he never read the petition within court. James talked to Marcelo Rodriguez Ferreira from the University of Otago about the case and what could have happened.
So what were the possibilities if the case had continued?
Well, the possibilities of the case continuing is either that Bob Jones or his opponent would win. One of them was going to win, one of them was going to lose. Yeah, it's as simple as that, really.
What would have happened if Sir Bob had lost the case?
If he had lost the case, it would have been a pretty much the similar situation we've got now. So when you lose a case in a situation like this, the other side, the winning side, I guess, in this case, the defendant, has the opportunity to apply for something called costs. Now, costs seems like you get sort of the costs of actually bringing the appeal or bringing the case, and all your lawyer's fees all paid for. But it works a little differently like that. You get about two-thirds of your actual costs that were expended. So regardless of what had happened, she would have been out of pocket just for defending the case.
So then now who will be paying the court fees?
Jones will basically presumptively be liable to pay her costs. But as I say, it's unlikely that all of her costs are going to be paid for by him. The court has the ability to order that, but it's only in the most rare of cases that occurs. It might happen in this case because at the same time he discontinued or withdrew the case at a point where it was pretty clear from everybody that was watching that he really didn't have a chance of winning it. And so you could probably argue that because it was almost a vexatious case being brought, she may have some claim to a higher amount of costs that she would otherwise have received. But the general point is that it was a colossal waste of time and money for her, but also the system, and most of that's not going to be recouped.
Now, would there have been any possibility that Sir Bob Jones would have lost his knighthood?
Not from this case. So honoraria sort of knighthoods and damehoods are within the discretion of the Crown, and there is a process for awarding them. There's not much of a process for removing them. To my knowledge, that's never happened before. But certainly losing a case like this is wholly unconnected with the actual process of awarding or removing such a title. He was suing her for defamation, and that's a sort of a fundamentally different sort of idea than the petition that's still going on. I mean, he could still lose the knighthood as a result of the petition that I believe is still sort of gathering signatures, and probably, ironically, probably more signatures now that he brought the case than otherwise would have received.
Would this case have still been going ahead if Sir Bob Jones had actually read the petition in the first place?
That's a good question. It was surprising that he admitted that. It's not critical for his case of defamation that he did do that. It's not so a requirement that you've actually read the publication that has been alleged that has allegedly defamed you. But it did go to show that he was sort of launching this case without really all of the facts and potentially for all the wrong reasons. And certainly it bolstered her case she had any number of defences against his claims. From the get-go, I thought that this had no possible chance of succeeding, and I expect that his lawyers were pretty much of the same opinion and basically told him halfway through that the writing was on the wall. especially after sort of relatively bizarre sort of testimony that he gave to the court in the last couple of days.
And what sort of effect has this had on NBR's reputation, seeing as they are the publication that put out his article?
Yeah, that's a good question. I guess it throws into light as to whether or not he ought to be a columnist, and I believe that he has been since dropped from the publication as a columnist. I think that's right. But in any case, it just goes to show that it's not really sufficient for major publications to have a host of columnists and for them to basically say, well, it's their opinion and we are simply sort of running a range of opinions and it's really nothing to do with the newspaper. This has a lot of sort of knock-on effects and sort of they will rightfully have their reputation be scrutinized because the original column was just horrendous. The petition that resulted was justified, in my opinion, and his actions in suing the petition organizer was just odd, bizarre, really, more than anything else. And NBR would be presumably, hopefully, thinking that it would be a mistake to keep him on or as to even put him in as a columnist in the first place.
Sweet. Are there any other comments you'd like to make?
No, beyond this is just a really bizarre case that has occurred, and I'm glad that he withdrew, and I really hope that she gets as much awarded against him as possible, because it goes to show just how possible it is to use civil litigation in this way as a sword and to really sort of dampen down what is ultimately justifiable free speech and reaction to his incendiary comments.
That was James Tapp talking to Marcelo Rodriguez Ferreira of Otago University about the Bob Jones defamation case against Rane Mahi.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.